Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. If you're looking to get started with Facebook ads, you're a total beginner and you'd like to learn how you can create profitable Facebook ads for less than $10 a day, don't miss my free streaming online workshop that I put together for you, which you can sign up for over at rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S, rickmulready.com/newbies. All right, here's today's episode. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic, everybody. What's up? I am Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 45, where we're going to be talking some Facebook ads today. And this episode is a little bit of an experiment. I've decided to try this out, get your feedback, and see what you think of it. On today's episode, I have picked a niche, and then I'm going to share with you how I personally would use and advise using Facebook ads to grow and advertise within this specific niche. Now, I plan on doing more of these episodes depending on what the feedback is from all of you. So if you have a suggestion for a niche that you'd like to me to cover in an upcoming episode, just hop over to my site, rickmulready.com, navigate to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast section, and then on any of the show notes pages there, you can leave me a voice message with the with SpeakPipe. So just let me know what niche that you might want me to cover on an upcoming episode here, where if we continue to do this, I have a lot of fun with it. So I'd love to cover specific niches that you would like me to cover because I do this show for you. Now, for today's episode, for today's experiment, I've chosen podcasting because I get a lot of questions about how I would use Facebook ads to promote a podcast. So we're going to be talking about if I were promoting and growing my podcast with Facebook ads, or if I was hired to promote somebody's podcast, because I know a lot of marketing managers listen to the show here and they're working on client campaigns. What we're going to be talking about here today is this is how I would suggest that you use Facebook ads to promote and grow your podcast. Now, before we get into it, I'm going to kind of walk you through some different things in the setup of how to do some of these ads. So I want to give you a heads up that I've created a step-by-step video tutorial that will accompany what I'm talking about here today. And you can find that video tutorial over on the show notes page for this episode, which is going to be rickmulready.com/45. That's the number 45. The video is going to walk you through basically everything I'm sharing with you today. So if you're one of those that likes to see something visually, like I'm that type of person, in addition to hearing about it, which again, I'm that person as well, that's why I've created the video for you, okay? Before we jump into it today, though, I do want to thank a few people who have left some ratings and reviews over on iTunes. I've gotten a lot of ratings and reviews lately and really, really appreciate it, guys. It is super helpful with the rankings there on iTunes. It allows us to help more people with this podcast. And that's sort of a general theme of what I'm seeing in these reviews, people are saying that it's, you know, value packed and very practical, that the advice that you're learning here on the show, you can take it and implement it in your business right away. So Ms. Kitty, Enticing Tables, FR Fern, Manifest. What's up, Manifest? Deb B05, Manny198. Thank you so much, guys. Those are just some recent people who have left ratings and reviews for the show over on iTunes. So if you've not yet done so and would like to support the show, would very much appreciate a rating and review over on iTunes. And while you're there, make sure that you subscribe to the show. All right, let's jump into it here, talking about Facebook ads and promoting your podcast, or if you've been hired to promote somebody else's podcast. Now, the first thing that you want to understand, and you know what this what's coming here if you've been following me for any period of time, or we've been talking about Facebook ads, is you have to know what the why is. So why do you want to use Facebook ads in the first place to promote your podcast? Well, you might want to be driving downloads. Maybe you want to be, maybe you're launching a podcast and you want to have a big splash out of the gate. But ultimately, you're trying to get listeners, okay? So you might want to be using Facebook ads to promote your podcast, or somebody, or maybe somebody's hired you for, to promote their podcast. Well, maybe during the podcast, you are promoting a product or service during your show. And obviously, the more listeners that you have, the more likelihood you have, the more likelihood there is to sell more of those products or services. So that's a good reason to use Facebook ads, because you're spending money and you have a, you know, you have a funnel in place where you can make that money back. Another reason why you might want to use Facebook ads to promote your podcast is as a list building tool. If you're using your podcast to build your email list, you know, maybe you have a special bonus, like a paid traffic bonus, like I have here on this podcast, where if I have a paid traffic bonus, you can go to, you know, my show notes page and you can download it there. You can opt in to download it there. So I'm building my email list. So if you want to be doing the same thing and you're talking about those types of, you know, bonus opportunities during your podcast, that's another good reason why you might want to be using Facebook ads to promote your podcast. Maybe you have sponsors, or one of your goals is to get a sponsor or sponsors for your podcast. Well, obviously, the more downloads that you have, the more attractive that you that your show is going to be to sponsors. Or if you already have sponsors, you want to keep them happy and you want to keep download numbers up. Well, they've compensated you in some way for that, and maybe you can turn around and put some of that money into Facebook ads to promote your podcast. Okay, now this should not come as any kind of shock to you, but you can't measure the number of downloads that you're getting within Facebook. Okay, so if you're using, if you set up a Facebook ads campaign to get, you know, more listeners and drive downloads for your podcast, you can't track that within Facebook. Obviously, you can only drive traffic, or maybe not obviously, you can only drive traffic to whatever landing page that you're going to be using. And we'll talk about landing pages here in just a second. So what I mean by this is you can't choose website conversions as your objective and then be able to measure the number of, you know, the number of downloads that you've gotten from your Facebook ads campaign. Unlike if you're trying to get registrations for a webinar or opt-ins for something, you can track that just fine, but you can't track the number of, you know, specific downloads that you're getting. So what I recommend that you do instead is just kind of make some assumptions there. Look at the number of downloads that you're getting before you start your ads, get an average of that, and then look at the stats again while you're running your ads, and then look at your stats again after your ads are done running. That way you can make some assumptions about the average before, the average downloads during, and then the average downloads after, okay? So yes, you can measure, you know, the click-through rate and how well your ad is actually performing, but you're gonna have to make some assumptions as far as the number of downloads that are being affected by your ads. Okay, now let's talk about how to set up your campaign, okay? So for the objective, you're gonna choose clicks to website, because your objective here is to drive traffic to whatever landing page that you want to use. Now, when it comes to landing pages, this is one of the questions I get a lot, and I'll address this a little bit more here coming up, but you make the choice. There's really no right or wrong here, whether you wanna be promoting your overall podcast, so your entire podcast feed, or if you wanna be promoting specific episodes, okay? If you're promoting the full feed, like in iTunes or Stitcher, that's pretty easy. You just go to the iTunes link, the overall podcast link for iTunes for your show, And then that's your landing page. Or Stitcher, same thing. Or SoundCloud, same thing. Now, if you want to promote specific episodes, then there's a few steps that you need to take in order to do that. Now, in iTunes, by the way, I'm going to have these instructions over on the show notes page. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Rick, you're totally losing me right now, don't worry. They're going to be over on the show notes page. So for iTunes, you want to navigate to the specific episode that you want to promote. And then you want to choose Get Link, which is going to be on the right-hand side of your of the specific episode there, okay? And then within Get Link, there's a little drop-down there. Within the drop-down menu, there's a copy link option. Excuse me. And just select that copy link, and that's going to give you the specific episode URL that becomes your destination URL in your Facebook ad if you want to be promoting that specific episode, okay? Now, if you want to promote your show on Stitcher, you just go to stitcher.com and then you go to your podcast there and find the specific episode, and then you just navigate to and then simply copy the URL of that episode. It's really just copying that episode out of the URL bar in your browser. Super simple. And that's actually the same thing that you would do if you want to promote your show in SoundCloud. You just go find your show in SoundCloud, go to that specific episode, and then you just copy and paste the URL from your browser URL navigation bar there, okay? And that becomes your destination URL, okay? So we have two choices there. We can do the full feed, which is very simple to do. You just go to your podcast feed in iTunes, or your podcast show page, I should say, in iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud, and that's your URL. That's your destination URL. If you want to do specific episode URLs, you just follow those couple of simple steps that I just talked about. Again, I'll have those for you over on the show notes page. Now, the next area that you want to be, or that you really want to concentrate on, is the placement. And this is where it gets a little bit ninja. So if, for example, you're promoting an iTunes episode, an episode of your podcast, and you want to send people to iTunes, that's your primary goal. Well, what you can do in Power Editor, now again, these things I'm sharing with you here are within the Power Editor setup. So this is going to be within ad sets. And when you're choosing your placement, what I recommend that you try out and test out is selecting the mobile news feed. And then when you do that, you have the option to choose all mobile devices, Android devices only, or iOS devices only, okay? So if you're sending people to your iTunes episode, my recommendation for you is to choose mobile newsfeed and then choose iOS devices only. That way you're sending people in, you know, if they get this on their iPhone, they can click on it and then they can go right to the iTunes episode, okay? Likewise, if it's Stitcher, you can choose mobile newsfeed and then choose Android devices only. I've done this recently on a campaign and it just crushed it. It worked really, really well. So you can get really specific here with your placements, and I really suggest that you test the mobile news feed and then selecting the individual mobile devices depending on what you want to be promoting, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud. Now, by the way, when I'm talking about placement and mobile news feed, that doesn't mean I'm saying don't test out desktop newsfeed, but most people are on their mobile devices every single day, and that's where they're listening to podcasts. You know, they're at the gym, they're out walking the dog, they're doing whatever in the car going to the store like I do. You know, they're on their mobile phone. So I would really focus, I would try to get your focus on the mobile device and then being more specific even and targeting based on, you know, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher that you're doing. So once you've figured out which placement that you want to target, create individual ad sets for each one so that you break it up nicely. You have your, you know, your iTunes, your iOS devices in one ad set, your Stitcher and Android devices in another one. Now, another way I suggest you test this out in reaching specific mobile users is under the behavior targeting. Now, normally I'm not a big fan of behavior targeting, but this is a good way to test to see about reaching specific mobile users. So under behaviors in the targeting section, there is a mobile device user option. And then within that, you can do all mobile devices by brand, by operating system, and so forth. So you can target all Apple mobile devices, for example, if you're sending people to your iTunes page. Or likewise, you can do other brands if you want to do Android. Okay, so that's another option that I would suggest that you test out. And again, I would create different ad sets if you're going to try that out. Create different ad sets so that you know exactly what's working and what is not working so well. So as far as other targeting opportunities outside of behavior targeting, you know, there's really no right or wrong on this, on how you want to approach it. I would recommend that you start off with the warmer traffic, like your website retargeting. You know, you can target visitors to your website, your overall website, or if you have set up audiences of people coming to, you know, specific podcast pages on your website, you can retarget those people and let them know, hey, I've got a new episode up. Make sure that you check it out. I'd also consider targeting your email list, your Facebook fans, as long as they are targeted when you acquired them. Creating lookalike audiences out of all of these audiences. So lookalike audience of your website retargeting, lookalike audience of your email list, lookalike audience of your Facebook fans. And then from there, if you want to look at cold traffic, you know, targeting cold traffic, that's going to be your interest targeting. So choosing other Facebook pages that are relevant or related to your niche and thinking about it from that perspective, if you want to target cold traffic. There's really no right or wrong way to do that. I'm just trying to give you some options here to think about. But I would start with, you know, the warmer traffic first and then moving towards the cold traffic and the interest targeting. Now, what about the actual ad itself? And again, there's going to be no right or wrong on this. What I will say, though, when it comes to the image, this is all about testing, obviously, but I think it'd be really cool to test video. Shocker, right? I mean, I'm talking about video ads here. I think it'd be really cool to test the video of you talking about the episode or the podcast in general, and maybe you can cut in some images of your guests. Now, make sure that if you want to do that, make sure you get their permission. Let them know that you're planning on using their image in your ads. But I think that'd be a really cool idea. So to create some sort of a short video, you talking about if you're promoting a specific episode, you know, you're talking about that episode and what people are going to benefit from, or how people are going to benefit from it, what they're going to learn. Cut an image or two if you have a guest, or if you're promoting your overall podcast, just talk about your podcast overall. And again, what people are going to learn from it and what they're, you know, how they're going to benefit and the type of fun they're going to have listening to it. And I think it's a really cool idea to cut in some images of your guests again. Or if you have a video podcast, well, heck, that becomes a lot easier because you already have the videos. You know, create some short promo videos for your episodes. You know, if you're a Mac user, ScreenFlow is super easy to use. If you're a PC user, Camtasia will help you put those videos together. And if you have any questions about Facebook video ads, we've done a bunch of video ad episodes here on the podcast. Okay. I really hope this was helpful for you. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I know I covered a lot of things that you'd likely like to see visually. I put together a video tutorial of everything that we've just talked about. It's over on the show notes page. It's that page is rickmulready.com/45. Okay. That's the number 45. Also, if you're a total newbie and you're looking to get started with and learn Facebook ads, maybe you're just getting ready to launch your podcast and you're getting started building your email list, and maybe you're not getting a ton of traffic to your website yet. Well, I've got a free streaming online workshop for you. It's called Facebook Ads for Beginners, How to Create Killer Facebook Ads on Less Than $10 a Day. You can just go over to rickmulready.com/newbies. That's N-E-W-B-I-E-S. And you can sign up for a time there that works best for you and your schedule. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in the next one. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.